Rafa, do you use that as a wake-up call?
Yes, I think that we made too many mistakes. The first one was to not to manage the ball properly, too much anxiety, giving the ball away. And we conceded in a corner that we knew that could be. Obviously, it's a big lad, but we had to be better. And after, we had our chances, but we have to play better, create more chances and have more control of the game, and we didn't do that.
You spent a lot of time talking about set plays and getting better at set plays. You must have been absolutely tearing your hair out with that first goal.
If you analyse all of them today, we just maybe made one mistake and then we conceded in this mistake. So I think that the team, we knew we were correcting the problems of the other day, so we knew what to do. And it was when you do zonal marking, maybe it's the zone, but it's man-to-man, one player can make a mistake and then we pay for that. So it's not a question of to blame anyone, it's just a question of to be sure that the team as a team can improve, can create more chances, can have more control of the game. The first half was clear that there was a question of to improve a little bit things and then we'll have more chances, but we didn't do it. We didn't do it, and it's, as you say, wake-up call.
You used the word there before. Anxiety. Yep. They looked anxious, didn't they?
Yep. At the beginning, we could see some players, they were a little bit nervous, but when we conceded the goal the second half, you could see that we were making the wrong decisions. So we have to be sure that we manage the games, because we have games more difficult than this one. So this one was, we were losing 1-0, but if you play for something more important than just the first game of the season, maybe the anxiety will be even higher, so we have to be sure that we can manage and we can play better.
Do you think a degree of that anxiousness came from the fact that everybody's been telling them you're the best side by a mile in the division, you're going to win every game, you're going to win the title?
Yeah, it's true. So, and I said before the game, it's a good team, Fulham is a good team. Maybe the squad in 46 games can suffer a little bit, but in one game they are a good player, they know what to do. So we knew before and we have to do much better.
And the two penalties, which you really should have had. I mean, it sounds churlish, but they should have been penalties.
Yeah, I was watching the images, and especially the first one. But we have had meetings these days talking about that, and you expect at the beginning of the season that the referee will be aware. But again, I would say it's not an excuse. We have to do better. Obviously, maybe we can complain and we are right, but still we have to be better.
There's an awful lot you've got to get used to, isn't there? And the refereeing is one of those.
No, you have to trust them, but they can make mistakes like us. But at the beginning you were expecting maybe the opposite, so maybe they could be give more penalties or more corners, and then more penalties in corners or set pieces and these kind of things. We were talking about that, so it was so obvious, but again, I would say it's not an excuse.
Everybody finally talks about how many games there are in this division. I bet you need a couple of games now. You want a couple of games, don't you, just to try and get that out of your system?
Yeah, I think that obviously when you have players going and coming, it's not easy because you don't have the team ready. But I thought that mentally we could be better, but obviously we have not been at the level that we were expecting.